All right, it's time for the classifieds. All this week on Radio 1, Greg James is teaching you how to save money here in the credit crunch by going to the pub and getting friends to buy him all the drinks. Don't buy him yourself, is the tip there. And also going busking. There's loads of tips, probably handier than the ones that Greg's been doing, about how to save money, and loads of cash advice if you ain't got none at the moment, making your money go further. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And you can also play my money dilemma game, where you decide what I do with my cash. It's quite good. And Greg is helping you save even more money now by reading out Becky's classified. Some good ones today?
Yeah, they are good. I thought, you know, Greg's been learning how to make more money.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be really cheeky today and ask for money to read the classifieds, because, you know, I would have given him something for it.
He does it for free.
He just did it for free, yeah.
Thanks,
That's
Greg.
That's where he's going wrong.
Missed a trick there, didn't he? Yeah.
Right, first one that you can own now if you want it.
Wanted. A picture of a disappointed horse.
Now, this week I thought I would take a leaf out of Greg's book and try to make money by giving people things that they really want. So this person wants a disappointed horse.
A picture of.
Mm.
I wonder if you can help me. I'm trying to find a picture of a disappointed horse. I can collect from anywhere this week. Much obliged.
Right. But now, is that something we don't know about, disappointed horse?
Well, is it a code for something?
I don't know.
Or is there a famous picture
called
a disappointed horse?
I don't know, but if he's really desperate for it, and we can just make one or draw one, isn't it? We could get, a couple of quid.
Maybe we could just go to, like, a farm somewhere. Actually, there's horses near where I do the lottery. I just need to find one. I take a camera, find one that looks a little bit fed up. Mm. Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah?
There we go, made some money.
I'll do that tonight if you want.
Your Google searches are going to be hilarious when you've got disappointed horse in the box.
If anyone knows whether this is a famous picture...
How can you tell whether a horse is disappointed or not?
They just look a bit sad and defeated.
But doesn't a horse always have... the same facial expression?
No, I think sometimes I don't know, all the horse people will be on there, won't they? Because a lot of people who have horses do listen to this show. And they'll be... I bet they can tell whether their horse is happy or sad. What are you looking up now?
This might be... do we think this is? This might be a little Britain character who asked for a painting of a disappointed horse.
God, yeah. Oh, okay.
Mr. Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mr. Man's putting up classified.
Next.
I want some orange juice.
Right. Hey.
I'll give you £2 plus postage if you deliver me some orange juice with receipt. I'm far too lazy to get it myself. Thanks.
This isn't you, is it?
No. What, because of my delivery?
Because you have Meals on Wheels.
No, it's not me. So they're too lazy to go and buy some orange juice.
Yeah, and then you can make £2 if you go and get it and take it to them.
Where are they?
I don't know, they didn't say.
Right.
Well, that's their fault then, isn't it? How do they expect that to work?
I bet no one's been round. Next.
Wanted. Wedding dress. To have or to borrow?
See, if you were really short of money, you could sell your wedding dress. Having never been married, I haven't got one, but...
Do people ever wear them again? I mean, apart from if they get married again.
Yeah, no, but even then they don't wear them again.
Don't they?
I don't think you wear the same dress if you get remarried.
I don't know that. I don't know about this.
I don't think you wear the same... I don't think you wear the same dress if you get remarried.
But that would be the sensible and cheap option to follow.
Yes, but you're completely misunderstanding what a wedding dress means to a woman.
Am I?
Yeah.
But surely...
You're most likely to have put on weight since your first wedding anyway.
But at the end of the day,
which is probably why your first one didn't last.
A wedding's a wedding.
Joke.
A wedding's a wedding. A dress is a dress. Put it on again.
You may say that, I may say that, Scott, but it's different for girls.
Okay.
Hi, I'm looking for a wedding dress. Top 22, bottom 26. Not necessarily to own, but to borrow for one day between the 26th of January and the 12th of February. Thanks for your help, Jack.
Jack?
Hey?
No, this is
a man.
Jack's a big lad. Okay. So he wants a wedding dress. Okay. I'm sorry if I've offended anybody by my comments about wearing the same dress twice at your second wedding. I didn't realise that was the...
No.
Thumbtack drawing pin. Wonderful item. 32p.
Oh, come on.
That's a bargain.
It's not. You can get, like, a whole pack of drawing pins for less than that, can't you?
Can you?
Well, not one for 32p.
This is a wonderful item.
I have a really great drawing pin for sale. It's blue, has very little use, and is somewhat sharp.
Is this real?
It dates back to circa 1992. Where were you during that year?
Oh, my God.
What kind of person remember? I mean, I can't remember even the most important things, but what kind of person remembers when they bought a drawing pin?
A special kind of person.
It's a special drawing pin.
The pin will be carefully packaged in a clear sandwich bag for protection during transit or for display as is. The sandwich bag, whilst not as special as the pin itself, is also very collectible and dates to the summer of 2008. For many of us, this was the summer of love.
Was it the summer of love for you?
No. Really not.
Another clever and noteworthy fact about this pin is that it was purchased in the state of Florida. Also, this pin may have originated from as far away as Hong Kong or even Taiwan. So this pin has some serious history and mileage by car, possibly trucks, planes and boats.
I wouldn't even get in touch with this person because I don't think you want them having your details.
No.
The pictures provided are of the actual pin and are not studio portraits or some random stock photos.
Why would you do that?
Please notice how photogenic this pin is, even with a simple homeowner's camera. Please contact us to schedule an appointment time to view this fine pin.
No.
That's a rip-off.
Yeah.
I don't care it's been to Hong Kong
what
and Taiwan.
What a waste of time.
Waste of time and money. Next.
Henry's Bottom. Free.
I thought you might like this one.
Okay. Let's hear the details.
If your Henry Hoover has a split or dodgy wheel, maybe you'd like a new bottom for him. If not gone by the weekend, I will dump it. No time wasters, please.
I could do with one of them, actually.
Henry's, they're well cute, aren't they?
I've got a Henry.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, without a bottom?
Well, it is a bit knackered, my Henry, so maybe...
That's free, though.
Yeah, okay, put me down for that one. At last, a classified that's useful to me. Next.
Belly button brush, £4.99, for the person who has everything.
What?
Now, this sounds amazing.
The ultimate status symbol, which carries almost as much kudos as a brand new Porsche at a fraction of the cost.
Brand new Porsche. Belly button
now,
brush.
Now, what does it do, a belly button brush?
This is a high-quality silverware brush which caters for the very essential need, removing fluff, crumbs and other debris from your belly button. This designer accessory will keep your innie or outie looking great for your peers to admire in awe. A truly naval idea. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you get it. A naval idea.
Who shows their belly buttons to each other?
I'm mad.
And also, how are you eating if you're getting crumbs in your belly button?
It is truly astonishing what can get caught in your belly button.
Okay, enlighten us.
Well, crumbs can.
How?
Well, if you
I've got crumbs in my belly button.
Say you're relaxing. Say you're just reclining in a chair and you're eating a biscuit and your T-shirt has just ridden up slightly, then a crumb might just kind of fall down and end up in your,
this
in
has
your belly
to
button.
This has happened to you, hasn't it? This has happened to
I'm
you.
I'm just saying how it could happen. The fluff thing is very useful as well.
This quality silverware utensil is dishwasher safe and has a stain resistant surface. Serious fluff. Sorry. Stuff.
He's a joker.
Apart from the person sounds like a pillock. I quite like the idea.
Get one for chappers.
Yeah,
and watch
I think that's very useful.
Okay.
You want to watch me use it?
Hope that you use it. I don't want to sit there and watch you use it.
See, if it was in my dishwasher, I'd end up, like, serving salads with it or something. Do you know what I mean? Well, what's this? I would. If it's in the dishwasher...
Well, why don't we... I'll have it half a week to kind of get my belly button fluff out.
Oh, man!
And you have it the other half a week to serve salad.
I'm really fine, thanks. However, I would like Henry's bottom if you could... That's brilliant.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.